SBS टीवी पर हर मंगल को दिखाई जाने वाली सीरीज मैरी मी मैरी माई फैमिली में आप इस मंगल 23 जनवरी को देखिएगा पाकिस्तानी निजाद राबिया की कहानी। जब ऑस्ट्रेलियन एल्विस का इंतखाब उन्होंने किया तो दोनों अफराद को अपने खानदानों की तरफ से किस रद्द अमल का सामना करना पड़ा। ऑस्ट्रेलिया में शादी का मतलब दो अफराद का एक साथ जिंदगी गुजारना हो सकता है, मगर पाकिस्तान जैसे कदामत पसंद मुआशरे में शादी का मतलब है दो खानदानों का बाहमी रिश्ता और ताल्लुक, यानी खानदानों के दरमियान हम आहंगी भी जरूरी है, पस मंजर की जानकारी भी जरूरी। मैरी मी मैरी माई फैमिली में मंगल 8:40 पर सुनिएगा राबिया और एल्विस की कहानी। और राबिया इस सीरीज में काम करते वक्त उनका क्या रद्द अमल था ये बताने के लिए वो खुद हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं। राबिया, SBS रेडियो के उर्दू प्रोग्राम में आपको खुश आमदीद कहता हूँ। और हमें मालूम है कि आपकी उर्दू बहुत अच्छी नहीं है, मगर हम आपको अपने प्रोग्राम में पूरी तरह खुशामदीद कहते हैं। पहले तो हमारे सुनने वालों को ये बताइए कि SBS टीवी की इस सीरीज की जब ऑफर आप तक कैसे पहुंची और जब ऑफर आई तो आपका क्या रद्द अमल था?
One of my friends was contacted by one of the producers and was asked, she's a makeup artist, and she was asked if she knew any couples who were from different cultural backgrounds. So she put them in touch with me, and then they interviewed us and me and Travis, and then they said they wanted us on the show.
तो आपको कुछ नर्वसनेस तो नहीं थी कि हम टीवी पे आएंगे और हमारी स्टोरी हर जगह शेयर होगी, कुछ ऐसी फीलिंग तो नहीं हो रही थी?
डेफिनेटली इसलिए कि यू नो यू डोंट वांट इट्स हार्ड टू शेयर दैट मच ऑफ योर लाइफ एंड आई थिंक मेरी जो अम्मी थी लाइक उनको बहुत ज्यादा लाइक देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ हेजिटेंसी एंड शी जस्ट डिडंट वांट टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ इट एट ऑल, इसलिए लोग क्या कहेंगे यू नो दिस दैट एंड द अदर एंड आई थिंक ट्रैविस वाज प्रोबेबली मोर इंटरेस्टेड, ही थॉट इट वुड बी फन एंड सो ही सॉर्ट ऑफ टॉक्ड मी इनटू इट एंड या दैट्स व्हाई, बट इट वाज हार्ड।
मंगल को जो किस्त होने जा रही है उसमें आप और एल्विस दोनों उसमें हिस्सा ले रहे हैं? क्या एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं, क्या उसमें आप दोनों शेयर कर रहे हैं उस सीरीज में मंगल की रात जो लोग देख सकेंगे?
जब उन्होंने लाइक the show shuru kiya tha, like when they first started filming the show we already had our nagar, Travis had already converted and done all of that, so they didn't get to film all of that, but they still wanted us on the show, so you know they just sort of talked a little bit more about that and just about the struggles that we had because I was married previously as well, and so you know just talked a little bit about that and about Travis converting. That was really important especially to my mum that he converted, and so it just sort of talks a little bit about that and what his struggle was and what you know my family being very conservative and how they thought of what they viewed of it. So but mum, I guess in the show I thought mum would be you know a lot more like disapproving, but she was actually really good in the show. She when she was on camera she was actually quite fine, but in the beginning like couldn't notice me and she didn't want to be on camera, but then once they had the camera on her she wouldn't stop talking.
यकीनन हमारे सुनने वाले इस सीरीज में बहुत दिलचस्पी भी लेंगे कि एक पाकिस्तानी नजात खातून ने जब एक ऑस्ट्रेलियन को प्रपोज किया या उन्होंने एक पाकिस्तानी को प्रपोज किया तो किस तरह का रद्द अमल दोनों खानदानों की तरफ से देखने में आया। जैसा कि आपने बजाय तौर पर कहा कि पाकिस्तान में आमतौर पर वालदैन बच्चों की फलाह के लिए और उनकी बहबूद के लिए अच्छे फैसले करने में मुकम्मल तौर पर शरीक रहना चाहते हैं, यानी वो चाहते हैं कि जब बच्चा बड़ा हो जाए और अपने लिए किसी साथी का इंतखाब करे तो ऐसा इंतखाब हो जो उनके ख़ानदान के लिए भी काबिल कबूल हो। थोड़ा सा अपना पस मंज़र बताएंगे कि आप का कहाँ से आपके वालदैन का ताल्लुक़ है पाकिस्तान में और यहाँ कब आई और किस तरह के माहौल में आप ग्रोन अप हुई?
My dad first came to Melbourne in 1974, I think it was, to study. His father sent him over. He was the eldest of six children. He was from Gujarat in Pakistan, and he sent him over to study here first in the 70s, and then him and my mum had arranged marriage, and unka nagar jo tha, like they did it on the phone, and then me came out in late mid-70s, I think, 76, 77. And they were married, and then, you know, they had my older brother. They came to Sydney first, and they lived there. So we have a lot of friends in Sydney and a lot of Buxani, you know, close family friends in Sydney. And then they came to Melbourne, and then I was born in Melbourne, and my younger brother were born in Melbourne in 1980 and 83. And, when Mum first came to Australia, it was, you know, very small community, like in the Buxani Nitayambe, and she didn't know anybody, and there was no family for her. Like when Kisare Banbai were all in Buxan, the parents were still in Buxan, so it was a big, I think, shock for her when she came to Australia. And they, you know, there was a small, very small Buxani community, and they all sort of sought each other out. And, you know, this to this day, like 40 years later, they're still very close friends, and we still see them, and I grew up with all their kids, and we're still all very good friends.
और जब आपने ट्रेविस का इंतखाब किया तो और ये खबर सबसे पहले आपने अपने घर वालों में से किससे शेयर की?
I think probably my kids first. I told them they knew about him first.
आपके बच्चे माशाल्लाह बाशौर हैं, बड़े बड़े बच्चे हैं माशाल्लाह आपके
बच्चे. Yeah, my बड़ी बेटी, she's 17, and my youngest is 15. So and I had been divorced for about 5 years. So when they met Travis first, and so they knew about it. Because I wasn't living with my mum after I got divorced. I was living just with the kids. And so, Ami used to help me a lot with the children because I was working full-time, so she was always at my house, and I didn't want her to find out in a different way. Like, I just wanted her to find out from me. I didn't want, you know, and then they call her and say, oh, we saw Rabia with a gora, like, what's she doing? And so I thought, it's better that I tell her. So I told her very quickly. Like, I think a lot of Pakistani kids my age will hide it from their parents and can do so. Like, I know my friends, so many of my friends and family members who have just hid it from their parents for years before they tell their parents, and I didn't want to do that because I was 35 and I'm not a kid anymore. And I think, you know, it's my second marriage as well, so I was a bit more open with my mum, and I told her quite early on, after maybe about a month of meeting him. And only when I knew that Travis was very serious, like he was very serious very soon, which is, you know, most Australians aren't like that. They want to, you know, they want to have a date, and they want to do that for years and years before they decide to settle down. But Travis was very serious very quickly, and so I knew that he would be okay with everything. So I told my mum first, and she was okay with it, and she was like, okay, I'll meet him. And then she met him unexpectedly, and she was a bit like just shocked, and she was a bit upset. And then my younger brother was very supportive, and then he kind of, like, you know, Amita Badki, and like, you know, it's okay and it'll be fine. And then she met him properly, and then she was and then, you know, for her the biggest thing was Musliman gone there, and he had to be a Muslim. So that was, I think, her biggest thing once she realized he's a good person.
ट्रेविस से जब मुलाकात हुई आपकी वालदा की, वन टू वन, सबसे पहले उन्होंने कुछ याद है आपको कि किस तरह के सवालात किए ट्रेविस से?
Oh, the very first time she met him, she didn't even talk. She wouldn't even look at him because we were just watching a movie. Me and the children were just like having a movie night, and Ami just came over because she's, I don't know, cooked some salan and said, "Oh, Mam Gali Khana leke aayi," and then he was there, so she didn't even want to look at him. So that was the first time, and then the second time I can't remember. I think she talked a lot about religion, and because my mum's very very religious. And because my father passed away, and she became even more religious and very conservative, and I'm not very religious and I'm not very conservative, and so she was very we don't do this and we don't do that. The biggest thing she just said was, we don't drink alcohol and we don't eat pork. And I was like, there's more to like Islam and being a Muslim than drinking alcohol and eating pork. Like, that was just the biggest thing. And I think that's because it's the biggest, maybe one of the biggest cultural differences between Pakistani culture and Australian culture. So that was probably one of the first things she said to him, is that, you know, you can't drink alcohol.
एक रवायती पाकिस्तानी वालदा को जो फिक्र हो सकती है अपनी बेटी के लिए, जाहिर है उनको भी उसी तरह की फिक्रें थी. मगर जैसा कि हमने तारुफ में बताया कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में शादी शायद दो अफराद की शादी हो, मगर पाकिस्तान जैसे रवायती माशरे में दो खानदानों का मिलाप होता है. तो जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया में यहाँ आप ट्रेविस की फैमिली के लोगों से मिलने का इत्तेफाक हुआ, या उन लोगों को इसके बारे में पता चला, तो क्या उनका भी रद्द अमल कुछ शदीद था?
Like, do you mean that were they hesitant?
ट्रेविस के खानदान में या वालदा या भाई की तरफ से या किसी की तरफ से कुछ और रिजर्वेशंस थी?
No, उसके पेरेंट्स like they were there from Adelaide and they were very supportive. And I met them early on and we had dinner and they were very, very lovely and very they were supportive and Travis told them that he was going to convert and they were a bit worried, but they just trust that their son was happy and making the right decision. So they never tried to talk him out of it. His brother, he has one brother, one younger brother, and he was a little bit not hesitant. He was always very good to me and very good to the children and very welcoming. But when it came time for the wedding, he didn't want to be involved in the wedding so much because in our Pakistani wedding, he wasn't sure what was going to happen. He's never been in a Pakistani wedding before. He didn't know any Pakistanis, didn't know any Muslims probably in Adelaide either. And so for him, it was very, I think, confronting. And he thought he would be expected to pray and do all these things. And so he didn't want to be involved.
अच्छा, हमने जो अब तक थोड़ी बहुत तस्वीर देखी है उनमें शादी की एक तस्वीर में ट्रेविस बहुत ही पाकिस्तान का रवायती ड्रेस पहने हुए हैं, बहुत खूबसूरत सी कढ़ी हुई टाइप की, एक उन्होंने बास्केट भी पहनी हुई है, तो उनके लिबास का इंतखाब और आपके लिबास का इंतखाब उस मौके पर किसने किया?
So I ordered मम्मी वेंट टू पाकिस्तान एंड शी बॉट हिज क्लोथ्स एंड देन आई ऑर्डर्ड माय स्टफ ऑनलाइन eventually. So yeah, but Travis was very happy to wear traditional clothes. He loved it. He thought it was really different, and he loved my mehndi when I got my mehndi put on my hands, and he didn't want it to come off. And his son also wore traditional clothes, so he was a bit upset. He didn't want to. He was only 5 and he said, oh, I don't want to wear this. And then he saw his dad wearing it and he thought it was really really nice. And yeah, I think he was quite happy to do it.
Acha, aapne jaisa bataya ke jab aapne Travis ka इंतखाब किया, सबसे पहले आपने अपने बच्चों को एतमाद में लिया, अपनी वालदा के उसके बाद आपने उनसे बात की, लेकिन ये तमाम मराहिल क्या आपके लिए कितने दुश्वार थे? क्या इस लिहाज से जो आपके दोस्त अहबाब थे, जिसे हम लोग कहते हैं पाकिस्तानी टिपिकल कम्युनिटी, उनके रद्द अमल का भी कुछ खौफ था आपकी वालदा को या आपको, या वाकई कुछ आपको इस तरह के रिएक्शन का सामना भी करना पड़ा? कम्युनिटी का रिएक्शन क्या रहा?
I think the community reaction was okay because like my community mein like jo amike dost hain unke bacche, like a lot of them have married Australians, so it wasn't the first time that somebody was marrying an Australian, so it wasn't in the community, it wasn't a big deal. I think she was more worried about the family because all of my khalas and pupus and jajus, even my grandfather, they all live in Melbourne, and so they're all very close-knit, and I think she was more worried about that. And then there was a lot of, there was just a lot of talking. The whole divorce was a big deal, and because my ex-husband was my cousin, and so that was a big, drama. And so then me getting remarried to an Australian was, I think Mum was very upset. Not upset, but she was just very worried about, like, Lord Kya Genge, and then they're saying this, and why are you having a wedding, and why are you celebrating it? You shouldn't even be doing any of this and that.
हाँ, ये सवाल भी मैं करना चाहता था कि शादी की जो तकरीब है, खास तौर पे अगर कोई तलाकशुदा खातून हो, उनके ग्रोन अप बच्चे भी मौजूद हों और उनकी दूसरी शादी हो रही हो, वो भी एक ऐसे शख्स से जो खुद भी एक सेपरेटेड शख्स हो, तो आमतौर पे लोग कहते हैं जी जनाब, आपको इतनी बड़ी तकरीब करने की क्या जरूरत है, धूम धड़क की क्या जरूरत है, इतनी शोर, तो इस तरह का कुछ खतरा था या आप लोगों को खदशात थे कुछ?
Yeah, bahut zyada, like, amigali, like there was just so much gossip. Oh, we heard she's doing this and she's doing this. And I from my point, I thought I was doing a really basic, just a reception. I wasn't, I didn't have a mehndi and I didn't do all the rasme that you do in a Pakistani wedding. Like normally, I didn't want to do any of that because like Bali or Jakarta, and I already did all of that when I was a lot younger. So I wasn't really interested in doing that again. We just wanted to celebrate it and we wanted to invite our family, close family and friends. It wasn't a very big wedding. It was only about 120 people, I think. It wasn't a big thing, but everybody thought I was making a big deal out of it. And I thought, well, if you don't do something, people will get there and go, are they like embarrassed, or like unko, you know, are they embarrassed and they don't want to show people, or are they, you know, wanting to hide everything? And then when you do show everybody, and then, well, you do have a ceremony or a celebration, then they say, oh, well, why are they celebrating? They shouldn't sell. You can't win. Yeah. And so then after a while, I just said to me, like, I don't want to know what's happened. I don't want to know what people are saying. I just don't care. I'm sick of hearing it. And if they can't be happy, then they shouldn't be coming. So that was my
رابعہ بہت بہت شکریہ اور میرے خیال میں آپ کی جو دلچسپ کہانی ہے وہ سننے کے لیے ایس بی ایس ٹی وی کو لوگ ضرور ٹیون کریں گے اس منگل کو 23 تاریخ کو میری می میری مائی فیملی میں آپ رابعہ اور ان کے اسپاؤز ایلویس کے ساتھ ساتھ سوری ٹریوس کے ساتھ ساتھ اور ان کی والدہ کی باتیں سن سکیں گے اور رابعہ چلتے چلتے یہ بتائیے کہ آسٹریلیا جیسی سوسائٹی میں یہاں بہت سی سیکنڈ جنریشن اور تھرڈ جنریشن تک اب آ رہی ہیں پاکستان سے تعلق رکھنے والی اگر کسی کچھ ایسی مشکلات کا شکار ہو جاتی ہیں جس طرح کا آپ نے ایک وقت گزارا آپ ان کو کیا مشورہ دینا چاہیں گی
I think, you know, for me, it was my mum is a very big part of my life, and I lost my dad, and so I wanted to make her happy, and I wanted her to continue to be in my life. So for me, I wanted to respect her wishes, and I think, you know, I think if even though it might seem difficult, and my family is very conservative and very religious, even if there are things that you think, oh, you can't do this because it's just not allowed. I think if you talk to your parents and you be respectful of what their wishes are and try to also do what you want at the same time and try to marry those two things, then you can have it. But I also think it takes a lot of compromise and between two people, like, you know, for Travis, like being in a Pakistani culture is very different for him. He's never obviously been a part of a Pakistani culture, and, you know, he loves all the family aspect of it, but it can be difficult, and it can be trying. But I think if you are patient and if you're compromised, then and everybody can be happy, I think, in the end.
بہت بہت شکریہ رابعہ ہمارے سامعین سے بات کرنے کا اور وقت نکالنے کا اور ہم آپ کی کہانی کو دیکھنے کے لیے اور ہمارے سامعین بھی بے چین ہیں منگل کو آپ کی سیریز دیکھیں گے اور ہمارے ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کے اردو سامعین کی طرف سے آپ کے لیے نیک خواہشات کے مستقبل میں آپ اور ٹریویس ایک خوشگوار اور خوشی سے بھرپور زندگی گزاریں
تھینک یو ویری مچ